Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Edward.
Hi, Edward. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm having trouble signing up online.
Okay, I can definitely help you out with that.
I kind of made it like most of the way through talking to y'all on the phone like a couple minutes ago, but now for whatever reason, I'm having trouble doing it online. So you might have some information on me already.
Okay, but I will re-need that information since this is a new call.
I will re-supply.
I do apologize. I do apologize for that.
No worries.
Let's start off with your last name, please.
It's Burt, B-U-R-T.
Thank you. And a best callback number in the event that we do get disconnected, I will call you back.
Is the one I am calling from.
Okay. And I have that as 860-987-3968.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And what is the service address, please?
20 Brewster Street in Kingston.
Okay, perfect. 12401. And we can definitely go ahead and get that started for you. Now, which part was it giving you the difficulty with?
At this point, it's not giving me the pop-up for entering my one-time code after doing the credit check.
Oh, okay. All right, no worries. We can definitely do that for you. Yeah, and we're able to schedule an appointment for whenever you would like as well, so that's perfect.
Do the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Great.
And so which plan was it that you had selected? Was it the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
1 gig.
Okay. And
1 gig,
did you...
no extras.
Okay, no extras, so no Wi-Fi extenders, correct? And no phone service.
Great.
Perfect. And you own your property, correct?
Yes.
And your billing address is the same as your service?
Yes.
Perfect. And Edward, it's EDWARD, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct spelling. I do apologize for that.
No apology. Thank you.
What is the best email for you, please?
It is Edward Burt, my name, at proton.me.
So that's N as in Nancy, E as in Edward?
M as in Mary, E as in
Oh,
Edward.
Okay. So the Microsoft one.
No, it's a proton mail.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, my fault. Okay, and then the phone number that you provided to me is the primary phone number that you want on the account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number that you would like on the account?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Wait, but would that secondary number have, like, authorizations?
It's just in the event that we can't reach you on the primary phone number that we can provide you, we can give you a call on the secondary number. So like oftentimes some people have their landline phones and then the secondary number would be like their, okay.
No, it's just the phone.
And how did you prefer us to contact you? Did you want phone, email, or text?
Email, please.
Email? You got it. And just so that you are aware with email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can always unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
I will click unsubscribe, or if you can just hit no, then that's also good.
Okay. But all the other ones, as far as like appointments or your bill is ready, those are okay, correct? Okay.
Yes, I do want paperless billing and all that.
And you wanted to do the credit check, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. All right, and I'm going to ask you for your social in just a second. I will only need to type it in once, and we don't hold on to your information.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware. Is the
call being recorded?
Yes. But they block it out.
So you don't hold on to this?
No, we don't hold on to it, but we block out any type of information.
I was wondering about how that, like, whether that's, like, how that...
Yep. So
we have a specific department
that handles that, and if ever any call recordings are used for any training purposes, at that point the sensitive information will be blocked out completely. You'll just hear silence at that point.
Right, but you do keep it. I don't know. I'm just like, it's okay. I'm just like, I'm gonna point out that there's a discrepancy between erasing the record and keeping the record.
Well, because we will also have, like, for example, your service address in our system. I mean, that's different. But as far as when we are actively using your social, it is only for this and only this.
Right. But you also keep a recording of me telling. I'm sorry. I don't need to make a big deal. Let's go ahead with this.
Okay. No worries.
I'm sorry. It's not your problem.
No, you're fine. Yeah, they're very particular about what gets shared. We try to keep, we actually have very strict policies on sensitive information.
Yeah, and it's why I was trying to do it online. It's just not letting me proceed.
Absolutely, and I completely understand that. Okay, and whenever you are ready, I am ready for the social.
Okay, 047-78-0797.
All right, and that's being submitted. Perfect, and I've got the report number, so that way we are now past the credit check that was giving you an issue. And you don't need a deposit, which is great news. Now, I know you stated for the auto pay and paperless billing, did you want to do it with the checking account or did you want to do it with a credit? Okay. And for that, I'll need the information as well. I also only type it in once. I verified that I have your name spelled correctly on the account, and that's it.
Great.
So whenever you're ready, I am
the
able to...
Number.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's... 200-144-463.
Okay, and the routing, please?
The routing is 026-003-379.
And that's for, I don't even know how to say that bank name.
Amalgamated.
Perfect. Thank you. I do appreciate that. And it's just Edward Burt, correct, on there, on your account?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just want to make sure
that
there
was
no difference.
If you are interested in switching to a bank.
Yeah.
Less corrupt.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many banks nowadays are just absolutely insane. And this is a checking account or is this a savings account?
Checking.
Perfect. And do you authorize debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect. I do appreciate that. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber, if you don't mind me asking?
You have sent like a million pamphlets to my house.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do apologize for the amount of pamphlets. We just like to get the word out. No, I know. But we actually actively take part in community events, too. So I do apologize if it's been an insane amount of direct mail that you've received. Is there any...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you can stop them from coming, that would be nice.
I can definitely put that note in and let them know. That way we can go ahead and get that to stop. I do apologize for that and for the inconvenience.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires or maybe the location of a septic tank or?
No.
Okay. And did you have any questions or comments for the tech specifically?
No.
Okay. All right. And when did you want your install for?
Good. Well, what is available? Could we do?
So the earliest I have available is the 10th of July.
So can we do the week after that?
The week after that? Sure. I have the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, 18th, and 19th available.
The 15th.
So Tuesday the 16th?
Monday the 15th.
Monday the 15th. And I have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. available.
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.? Perfect. All right, and your appointment has been scheduled. And I do have just a couple of disclosures that I just wanted to let you know. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you currently have a cable provider or any other internet service provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling the current provider. The gateway, the modem or router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in the Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided today. So you should receive one or two emails that, one, confirm your appointment, and also the second one should ask you to create your password for the online portal. Okay?
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Including what?
Including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
What does that mean?
So essentially, if we have like a dispute, that we can go ahead and resolve that through the arbitration process.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
I just don't know what I don't know what that means.
No worries. I can give you the definition if you like.
Yes, I do. I would like that.
Okay, so arbitration is a procedure in which a dispute is submitted by agreement of both parties to one or more arbitrators who make a binding decision on the dispute. So oftentimes what that is it's a dispute resolution process that's outside of the court.
Yes, I agree.
Perfect. I do appreciate for that. And you are all set for your installation. And do you have any other questions for me in regards to the install? Typically, the appointments last about 1.5 to 2 hours.
Okay. All right, so I'll be... And then you were saying that in terms of my current internet provider, I should wait until...
We install. Correct.
Is there... All right, so I guess my question is, so if I want to get... Is I don't know. Is the 15th going to be the day of my when I get service? So
Yes.
I'll start paying on the 15th.
So your service, essentially what will happen is when it comes to your billing statement, it'll show that the service start was the 15th. So you're not paying prior to the 15th. So your monthly statement will be the 15th until the 14th.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, great. Did you
That's
have
it
any
for
other
me.
questions for me today?
No, thank you.
All right, well, I'm glad that we were able to set up your install appointment, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day and a great fourth tomorrow.
Yeah, you too. I hope you have a good long weekend.
You as well. Thank you
And
so much, and thank you for calling
have a good
Archtop
rest of your
Fiber,
day.
and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.